Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so excited that you're joining me here on this episode where I am chatting with you about confidently filming yourself in public. So if the thought of filming yourself in public makes you want to run and hide, you're in good company because I think many business owners find this part of marketing especially challenging. So I don't want you to worry though. I don't want you to be like, oh, I'm going to stay in this state of fear or doubt forever, because you don't have to. Hopefully I can help you with this. From my experiences as a former TV news reporter who filmed in public every workday, I've got a few tips for you. But before we jump into these, I want to talk about why filming in public is actually worth your time. So of course you can film videos in your office and things like that, and that's wonderful. But I personally think that these types of videos that are recorded in public, that are shot in real world settings, can be extremely engaging. They add more depth to your content and another layer of authenticity. So after all, you want to make a statement, right? Okay, so we're going to get into these with tip number one, and that is starting small. One of the biggest challenges, you know, is actually the simply getting started part. You know, you've got to push past that first. And once you push past that, I don't want you to overwhelm yourself with going to a place where you think that it's got to be fancy or something like that. It really doesn't have to, okay? I want you to choose a location that is, one, relevant to your audience, or think of how you can make it relevant to your audience. Like, what are you going to say in the actual video, or what will this video be correlated with that will, you know, guide your ideal client or customer to investing in what you have to offer? So first, make sure that is a relevant space. And second, I want you to choose a location that's quieter and less crowded, but still, again, relevant, all right? So make sure it's quieter and less crowded, a local cafe, a local coffee shop during those less crowded hours is a good idea. A park is a great idea. A library is always a great idea. Rental spaces. There is a rental space in the city that I am in. I think I reached out to them a few months ago to inquire about, hey, if I would like to shoot some of my social media videos in your space, you know, tell me about how this works with your rental space. And, you know, hopefully you have one in your area. There are also co-working spaces. I think you'll definitely feel comfortable in co-working spaces, because co-working spaces are often, used by other entrepreneurs. So, you know, it's nothing to be like, oh, this person is filming in public, it's something odd about it. No one is looking at you. Hopefully no one is looking at you in that way at a co-working space, thinking that you are, out of your, out of a space where you just don't need to be. But co-working spaces, I think you'll feel very comfortable in there, because like I said, there are other business owners. Most of the time there are other business owners in them, so they understand what you are doing, okay? So these types of settings provide a backdrop that is interesting, but not overwhelming. You know what I mean? They allow you to practice without the pressure of too many onlookers. Now, the next tip that I have for you when it comes to confidently Filming in public is planning. There's nothing worse than hitting the record button and realizing you don't know what to do or say. So avoid this by planning in advance. For example, if you want to record a video where you are talking directly to the camera, then write a simple script, or you can outline the key points that you want to cover in your video. This will help you stay on track and make sure that your content is clear. Now, if you are planning to record B-roll only for your video, just some video clips for your video, then create a shot list before going to your actual location. You can simply brainstorm everything you want to capture on video. Have a mix of wide shots, close-ups, medium shots, point of view shots, and some overhead shots. Now, tip number three, my last tip for you is keep your why in mind. Keeping your business goals in mind will motivate you to push through any discomfort that you have when filming in public. Maybe you're trying to increase your brand awareness or sell a service, program, or product. Whatever you are trying to do, focus on the outcome to steady your nerves. You can visualize the success these videos will bring to your business and let your vision drive everything that you do. Hopefully, all of this is helpful for you. I want you to also keep in mind that every video is a chance for you to show off your brand and connect with your ideal clients or customers in a meaningful way. Now, if this episode has indeed been helpful for you, then take a moment to rate and review the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'd love to know your thoughts and takeaways from these episodes. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will chat with you soon.